So let me introduce Eloise Rose Lee. She's the Project Director for Broadband Access at Media Alliance, which is one of the longest running media advocacy organizations in the US. And Eloise, Eric talked about specifically how it would affect artists and independent media. What about immigrant communities? What's their stake in this fight?
I think there's a lot at stake, actually, for immigrant communities. I think for all communities that are historically underserved, there is a lot at stake. There are four things, you know, just right off the top of my head that I've been seeing. And you don't have to be an immigrant to be able to connect to these things. First thing, mobile activism and civic engagement. In 2006, there's a group called Voto Latino. And even though their membership is about 25,000, they're able to mobilize millions upon millions of Latinos in this country to be able to vote. The Filipino Community Center here in the Bay Area, Filipinos for Affirmative Action, the majority of the voters that they're able to register in 2006, how? By the internet. So what happens if some special interest group prevents that from happening? You know? What happens if, for whatever reason, their ability to be able to mobilize the communities that they're connected to, you know, being able to mobilize communities in ways and in various languages through Tagalog, you know, Mandarin, whatever it is, what if that ability is blocked because there's no profit in that? So that's the first thing. The second thing is, and I'm going to talk about my mom, it's the primary way for people to stay connected. There are over 35 million immigrants in this country, and that number is growing, and one in three are single parents. They have loved ones everywhere. For me, so my mom recently moved to the Philippines, and it's really hard for me to get in touch with her. If I call her on the phone, if I use a phone card, it's super, super hard. But the easiest way is through Skype. Who here knows about iHotel and Manila Town Heritage Foundation in South of Market neighborhood? So they have wonderful computer literacy programs, right? And they provide like a lot of services to elders. And what's their most popular workshop? Just take a guess. The Skype workshop is like the most popular workshop, you know? So these are elders. These are people that want to stay connected with their loved ones. So say you had to go through AT&T or Comcast in order to use Skype. What if Skype is not available? What if you have to pay $25 a month in order to do something that now is relatively free? Especially in an economy where people don't have jobs. If that were to happen in iHotel, where all of them are retired, all on fixed income, come on. How are people going to stay connected with their loved ones? You know, if we are a nation of immigrants, we're over 35, maybe even over 40 million, that's huge numbers of people not being able to stay connected, not being able to communicate with the people that they love, feeling isolated, feeling alone, in a country where they're constantly being attacked anyway. You know? So third thing, small business aggregation. It's important to remember, and this is an interesting fact, immigrant, non-American-born individuals, right? So they're 71 times more likely to start a small business than American-born folks. And I think that has a lot to do with just the nature of the economy and, again, the opportunities that are open to folks who just aren't from here. So this is immigrant men. And for immigrant women, they're 57 times more likely to start a small business. And that's huge. You know, just overall for a woman to start a small business is huge. So they're creating their own opportunities. You know, so a lot of the paperwork for a small business, a lot of the administrative stuff, do you think it's done on paper? Or do you think it's done online?
Online.
Always online, insurance, registration, all these fees. You do need the internet in order to do those basic things, you know, if you're a small business owner. So fourth thing, it's a way to create news that matter, you know? So specifically for ethnic media, journalists, and news groups, it's a way for them to create media that matters to the communities that they want to work with, the communities that they want the stories to be shared, you know? Ethnic media is growing. if there aren't stronger network neutrality rules, do you think your ability to create the news that matters to you, to create the news that matters to community, will flourish?
No.
Of course not. Why? Because no one's going to really profit off of it. There are very, very little venues for us folks, for people of color, for non-English speakers to be able to really be at the forefront of the news and, you know, network neutrality regulation. It's really confusing, but you know, if you look at the basic things, it's not. I'm going to stop there and thank you all for your
time. Thank you, Elise.